This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It is Monday, September 30th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Can you believe it's September 30th already? The month is gone. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see the guests that we are going to have on in the future. Just visit the website, spingola.com, and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is currently having a big book sale. Today is the very last day. Go to or visit AmericanFreePress.net to check out the list of their books. I mentioned on Friday that the hard drive on my laptop computer expired. Fortunately, we were able to save everything, and I got the computer back yesterday. But because of this very unfortunate situation, I'm really behind on answering my regular email at deanna@spingola.com, which goes to that laptop. Now, I have read everything. I had hundreds of emails just over the couple of days. I direct my regular email to the laptop and the email that listeners use for questions and comments to my desktop computer in my office, which is where I broadcast from. You may ask questions or make comments to comment@spingola.com. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Werner Bock, B-O-C-K. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Diana. And good. Right here on the East Coast, it's good afternoon.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much that you have put me on the show and that you have put the word out about what's going on here in New Brunswick at the government.
Okay. For those who don't know what is going on, just give us a brief synopsis of your situation with the local authorities. Now, and tell us when you arrived in Canada, and you know, just a little bit of a background for those listeners who are not familiar with you.
Well, as I say, I was born in 1942 over in the old country in Germany. And my parents had a small farm. My dad had been a war veteran from two world wars, and he returned home disabled, you know, so he couldn't do much work on the farm. So we kids, us four kids, you know, one brother and two sisters, we had to pitch in early in life, you know. And anyway, I was the youngest son. My brother was supposed to take over the farm, you know. But as I say, there was more money to be made in construction, so he took off. So it was up to me, you know, to step in.
And okay.
That was the last year when I attended the business college. And as I say, I liked to farm, you know, and I figured it was something that really was a benefit to people, especially what the people there over there in Europe and in Germany experienced after those two wars, you know, when people were starving. And
mm-hmm.
I looked at the situation around the world, you know, about, you know, halfway around the world, Africa and so, and where there were famines, and I figured there was a place for farmers to be in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came from business college and I looked around, when I had to go at there to the city hall and so government offices, and I saw a big, strong fellas sitting there, you know, chewing on a pencil and basically stealing the lots of time and the taxpayers of money, I decided and I never wanted to be part of that bunch, you know. And there was with most of us, there was a kind of ingrained feeling of responsibility, you know, that you had to contribute to society and not leech on it. But
of course, yes.
But
that's not the way that everyone feels, but that's certainly the way that that you and others feel, that we have a responsibility to share what we know and to work diligently. And that's one thing that the Germans have always had, is this wonderful work ethic. It's just fabulous. And they're very, very responsible, very ingenious, entrepreneurial, and I guess that's why certain people have a problem with Germans, because they just have this work ethic. They are very entrepreneurial. Have developed so much technology. And they've been a blessing to the rest of the world. But unfortunately, many people don't see it that way.
Well, as I say, you know, there is this saying, you know, work liberates people.
Yes, that, yes.
You know,
yes,
so much.
They had that on the gate over Auschwitz.
Yeah. Yeah, and we know what
work
kind of
set you free.
Most of the people that were being brought in there, those were people that didn't think too much about working.
I guess they needed reminding.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you went to you emigrated from Germany.
After I farmed for about 10 years over there, I didn't see any future because the town Northeim, it was a town of roughly about 20,000 inhabitants. And lots of building activity and more farmland surrounding the town was being swallowed up for building projects, you know, schools, subdivisions, and anything you name it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the land I farmed, it was on a leased base. We had very little land of our own. We had a few acres on our own, but most of it was leased land. And whenever the owners decided to sell it for building lots, then a piece of ground where I'd put a lot of work in order to get back into production, you know, I lost it again. And I was getting sick and tired, you know, never known from one year to the next if I still would have enough land around.
Now, what kind of farm did you have in Germany, and it was by the town that you grew up in? So tell us a little bit about that farm.
It was basically mixed farming, like most of the farms there at the time. You know, we were growing grain, we were growing sugar beets, we were growing potatoes. We had our customers in town, you know, repeat customers year after year. And I was milking anywhere between 8 and 10 dairy cows and finishing roughly up 150 hogs a year, you know. And most of the feed was provided by the feed what I was growing on the farm. And one of the basic things was, you had to keep the soil healthy, you know. We all practiced crop rotations and everything, and maintain the health of the soil. And that was the underlying foundation for sustainable agriculture. But this was being basically so vilified by the experts in the Department of Agriculture, you know, and they just were looking at the money aspect, you know. They didn't give a damn about sustainability. And anyway, I could see already the writing on the wall. And then in 1968, in the winter 67-68, I read in our farm paper that the New Brunswick government here in eastern Canada was actively looking for immigrant farmers from Germany and from Holland.
Oh, interesting. Okay. We do need to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Werner Bock.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Werner Bock, B-O-C-K. All righty. So you were reading in the Farm Journal or the Farm newspaper, and there were certain areas of the world that were inviting farmers to come from Germany and to that they had plenty of land. And so you decided to go to Canada or to go to Canada, or was there another option? Did you think about going to Australia too?
No, this article was about especially about New Brunswick.
Oh, okay.
New Brunswick here in eastern Canada. And
all right.
So in 1968, there was a kind of window there between finishing the cultivation in the sugar beet fields and the grain harvest of about 14 days. So I had been in contact with a fellow that acted as an agent over there in Germany, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then in first 2 weeks of July, I flew over here to New Brunswick, and I was staying at another German family who was in connection with the New Brunswick government, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a farm, and whenever he was doing his deliveries, you know, egg deliveries and so on, different parts of the province, he had a list of farms that were for sale. So we stopped there and had a look at it and talked to the owner, and, you know, and I wanted to get a kind of a grasp of it, what it was all about. The situation was that at least one half of the farmland here in New Brunswick, what the forefathers had cleared by the sweat of their brows, was in the process of growing up in alder bushes and reverting back to woodland. And I looked at soil. It was a lot better soil than what I was dealing with over in the old country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And being told that the people were lazy, they didn't want to farm anymore. But within 2 or 3 years after I bought the farm I'm on now, in 1969, in April, from the Farm Credit Corporation, within 2 or 3 years, I realized that there was more to it than that the people were lazy. That the main reason that the farmland had been abandoned was the illegal dumping of vegetation control chemicals, a la Agent Orange and like, that were used in huge amounts at the Canadian Armed Forces Base in Gagetown and in the forestry operation.
Really?
Well,
wow.
After they had done clear cutting, you know, the big companies, then they reforested, and in order to give the small tree seedlings a head start, they used those kind of chemicals to kill off grasses and hardwoods.
Oh, gosh. Did you know this before you thought about buying that farm?
No, I didn't have a clue. But within at least 3 years, I was familiar with some of the chemicals from the old countries. And as I say, I attended 2 winter semesters at the Agriculture College. And before I did that, there in between 1957 and 59, I went 2 years to a business college, and as I say, look, I liked farm work, but I had my options open. You know, I could have taken an office job right when I came from business college.
Sure. So when did you arrive in Canada?
I arrived here on the 3rd of March, 1969.
Okay. And then you became a Canadian citizen?
No, you had to be 5 years in the country.
Okay. Okay.
And there in 1975, late April 1975, that's when my 38 plus years of nightmare started.
And what, when and why?
Well, I had sold the piece of ground that my dad had had bequested me to me in his will, and I had just invested the rest of that money from the old country here in Canada.
Okay.
And that's when the local clique figured, now is the time to pull the plug. There's no more money come from the old country. You know, he has spent all his money, and then that's when the nightmare started about killing my cattle. And then massive cover-up by the veterinarians, by the RCMP, upon false accusation in order to get me to shut up. I was being put twice in the loony bin.
Okay. What year did this start, 1974?
1975.
Okay.
But there were some incidences before where I always got a little bit of a wake-up call that everything wasn't as peaches as we were being told.
Okay, so did other farmers around you, were they immigrants also, or did you live in a...
Here in this part of New Brunswick, there was a whole group of immigrant farmers, you know, but
okay.
At least half of them. they've closed the doors. And where at that time here in this valley, where there were about 10 farms, you know, there may be two or three farms left.
Wow. So these farmers that left, did they leave because of the situation with their animals and with their ground, or why did they leave?
What I noticed within the first three years, that it wasn't that the farmers that closed their doors had closed their doors before that they were lazy. I met many of them, decent, honest, hardworking folks. They were farmed organically, you know.
Uh-huh.
But what I've seen over the years, this had been actively discouraged by the so-called experts in the Department of Agriculture, you know.
Okay. That's the Canadian Department of Agriculture?
At the provincial level, but at the federal level too. And then I noticed the pattern. Whenever those flying cowboys were showing up and dumping their chemicals on the field, and within a few days, the grain crop would burn right up, or a whole field of field peas turn yellow and die off, you know. Or the crops would stop growing for about up to 3-4 months, you know.
Now, did the government warn the farmers that they were going to be sprayed with chemicals?
No. This has been covered up for a long while. And then I noticed over the years, the big farms that they've been promoting with millions of dollars of grants over the last few decades, whenever those planes come to those farms, they would turn around.
Ah, okay. So the factory farms were not being sprayed. It was just the private independent farmers who were being sprayed.
Yes, unless the private independent farmers had lots of money to burn and were buying lots of machinery and keeping the local business community going.
Oh, I see. So you didn't do that?
I didn't do that. Already when I was farming over in the old country, see my background, my father and my grandfather both were blacksmiths, you know, and they were kind of mechanically inclined, and something got stuck with me. So when I was still farming over in the old country, I started building already my own machinery. And what I saw when I looked around, most of the farmers were being taken under through the financial aspect. You know, they basically went bankrupt because of the high cost of machinery. And then they had to up the machinery payments. And I figure I had an ace in the hole. I wasn't burdened down with those high costs. And I figure I could stick it out a lot longer than the rest of them.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. We hadn't heard that part of it before about the possible motivation. And of course, we had the same kind of situation here in this country, but I believe it probably started earlier where the big companies decided that they could farm more land. I'm talking about the machinery companies, the people that produce these big machines. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in about 4 minutes.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Werner Bach. Let me just give a little bit of background. On July 17, 1916, Congress enacted the Federal Farm Loan Act, signed by Zionist puppet Woodrow Wilson, which created a Federal Farm Loan Board, 12 regional farm loan banks, and thousands of farm loan associations. The Rothschilds and their political minions were markedly concerned about the small farmers who were stockpiling and wholesaling their grain. Thus, they advocated, under the guise of assisting independent farmers, the loan system, which is cursed, indebted, and ultimately destroyed many farmers over several decades. Former Senator Richard F. Pettigrew noted in the British Guardian, this system of banking causing the ultimate ruin of all those who cultivate the soil was the invention of Samuel Jones Lloyd with the assistance of the Rothschilds, unquote. So that's going on up there in Canada. It has been going on up there in Canada also.
I bought the farm with the Federal Farm Credit Corporation. I had to take on a 25-year mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the other farmers, they bought the farm with the provincial loan board. And when my trouble started up, there was some monkey business going on at the provincial level, where it indicated that some people got a provincial loan that a year before didn't have 2 cents to rub together, and suddenly they wanted to buy out the whole valley. And some of them, they were boasting how they had falsified the loan application, so they got up to 100% financed by the provincial government at a very low interest rate. And I went straight. I bought the farm with the Farm Credit Corporation. There was no monkey business going on, nothing, you know. And I didn't fit in there. Plus, I was alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the local young jokers, they figured I was easy picking on. And I realized...
Right, because you were an immigrant.
Yeah, I realized this was just only 25 years after the end of World War II. But I met a lot of decent people here, you know, and among the veterans, too. But in the early to mid-70s, there were some indications that they're basically a grassroots movement started taking off. And this is what was told to me in 1976 when a new RCMP officer came to visit me one night. And he said, you just must have got into one of their rally. He said, last year they started up in Nova Scotia. This year they are in New Brunswick. And that's the way it will go all across the country. And then he added, you know, people are getting greedy.
Indeed.
And this kind of a movement, anything goes. The most dangerous offense that you can commit is letting yourself get caught and endanger the whole criminal scheme that has been run all over the place.
So the other farmers sold out. They went bankrupt. They couldn't make it.
They keeled over. Several of my neighbors here in this valley, they keeled over in their early and mid 50s. You know, either heart attack or lung cancer. And half of them, they weren't even smoking.
So do you think it was the effects of the chemical sprays that they were putting on these farms?
Not just only about the chemical sprays. Most of those farmers, they didn't even use chemicals.
Okay, but they didn't use chemicals, but when it comes from an airplane?
Well, I don't think that was a reason. When later on there, over the years, I did the autopsies on those animals and I saw the damage to the internal organs. And I put all the science together and researched it and contacted scientists. And but I've been documenting farmers' ordeal, and there's a lot more documentation. It is high time that the so-called experts, you know, that have been basically living on taxpayers' expense, you know, that they finally do the job. And stop
okay,
lying.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And stop lying to the people. But then, you have had lots of decent people on there, you know, that have been blowing the whistle on it. What kind of a fraud is going on in the so-called helping professions, you know?
Sure.
And the sickness industry.
So what has happened as a result of your persistence in maintaining your land? You've had 250 cows?
No, not 250. Over the last 18 years, over 330 cows and calves have been brutally murdered. And many animals had been mutilated. I documented it all. You know, but those mm-hmm. animals, they survived.
Wow. Now, you learned how to do, because you are working with animals, you learned how to do autopsies yourself?
I did not want to do it, you know, but over in the old country and so, you know, when you take a pig to a butcher, you know, and mm-hmm. Get the help there, so you know how the internal organs have to look, you know.
Sure.
I became a farmer. If I wanted to become a butcher, I would have become a butcher. You know,
uh-huh.
I want to raise animals and while I take care of them, take good care of them and make their life as comfortable as possible. You know?
Sure.
And
So then, when did the first mutilation or the first slaughter?
The first killing happened in late April 1975.
Did you suspect anything?
The cow had indications that she had been exposed to something real corrosive. And she lived about for 24 hours, and then she died. When the first symptoms were there, I had phoned up the vet from Sussex, Dr. Liesk, and he came out. And the diagnosis he made, it didn't match with the symptoms, you know. But the next night, the cow passed away. Next morning, I phoned him up, and he came and did an autopsy, and it was outright dismaying, you know, what he was doing. After he acknowledged that probably the cow had been poisoned, which was shown by massive corrosive damage to the rumen, you know, the lining looked like it had been cooked and was peeling off in big patches.
Oh,
and massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle. He didn't even pay attention to the hemorrhaging of the heart muscle until I pointed it out to him. And he said, massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle. And I asked him, what can cause it? Oh, probably some kind of poisoning. And with the apparent damage to the rumen, after he made that kind of a statement, he cut out the size of an open hand out of the rumen wall. He took his hatchet and he scraped all that corroded lining off and discarded it on the ground. And then we went with the remaining tissue sample to a dirty mud puddle in the yard, in the cattle run, dipped it into that dirty water, and then he put it in his clean plastic bag to send it to the pathology lab in Fredericton to test for pathogens. And I just was shaking my head.
Exactly. He should have just left it intact. I mean, that's taken away the evidence.
But this is what I've encountered over the last 38 years.
Now, did you ask him why he removed the evidence of poisoning?
Well, there was no sense arguing with him, so I took the rest of the stomach, and the next day I took it to another pathology lab in Sackville.
And what was their findings?
Couldn't find anything. As I say, this is a maritime, especially, is a very tight-knit community.
Wow. Okay, So over that period of time,
they could not make any disease responsible, you know?
Sure.
And the animals did not have any access to any kind of a corrosive substance. Oh, afterwards, the local in the village, you know, the gossip was being spread around. Oh, they had been licking on batteries. The batteries were not sitting around in the yard. They were locked up in the workshop.
So they had. So who was in the community that would be spreading this? I mean, did you talk to anybody?
Next door, two young fellas. I see.
Okay, we do have a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Werner Bock, B-O-C-K. And you were talking about the vets actually destroying the evidence, and then you took part of the stomach to another technician, and they found what did they find?
They couldn't make any pathogen responsible for.
Okay, so
but
basically,
it's obvious the massive corrosive damage. And at the time, I suspected that what could have been used was some of those harsh chemicals that are being used in a dairy barn, like disinfectant or pipeline cleaners, you know. And at the time, I did not know or didn't consider about directed energy, like lasers. But the next year, I saw in this area plasma balls a few feet off the ground, either red or white. And where I'd seen those energy discharges, I would notice that they were in circles or ovals in the grass or in the vegetation, where the vegetation would turn either purple or it would turn red or it would turn white. And when I was cutting hay in a field where in the upper corner, there was the vegetation white. Every time I came around the field in that corner, I would get a sudden bout of heartburn, like you had a wild animal in your belly. But as soon as I was about 30 feet away, the heartburn instantly stopped.
Who wants your land? Werner?
This light was being shed to it a few years later when a local so-called good church-going woman, when she said to me, self-assured, oh, yeah, this land was granted to our forefathers and their descendants for all times. And I asked her, and how about when they sell it? Her answer was, oh, it belongs to them anyway.
Oh!
And a couple of years earlier, I got a hold of the old grand maps. When the land, the lots were being partitioned off, who were the early settlers and the early family, you know, after they took it away from the Indians and killed them. Killed most of them.
Amazing.
And it all met.
Is there a mining company that would like to take your land? You have 300 acres, right?
No, it's a little bit over 310 acres cleared land, you know, and 330 acres woodland.
Oh, woodland, so you have over 600 acres.
The woodland had been stripped by the previous owner, you know.
Uh-huh.
He had, for 8 years, he bought it too with the Farm Credit Corporation, but he never did any payments in the 8 years. He never paid any taxes. And he stripped anything what wasn't nailed down and bolted down. He stripped it and sold it.
Oh, so he was just in it for the money, just taking the resources without giving anything back to the soil.
In the last few years, he had several families working year-round and cutting whatever could be cut in the woods.
Wow. Okay, so after, I want to get back to this cow incident. So there was nothing around that the cow could possibly drink
or eat?
There was
nothing. This was by the end of April. This was the most vigorous, the best-looking cow in the whole herd. By the end of April, they were in a loafing barn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had shed already her winter coat. She had a nice short coat of hair on and with a strip along the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very unusual already by the end of April, you know. And as I say, the night before, from the very same family, I saw at 10 o'clock at night across from the loafing barn in the field on the side here, a car drove there and parked there for about 10, 15 minutes. He had his parking lights on, and I thought, damn it, what's going on there, you know? And then he started up the engine, and he drove by my driveway, and I jumped in the car, drove after him, and a couple hundred yards up the road, he stopped, and it was the neighbor's, the neighbor from the next farm, you know?
Uh-huh.
A relative, and one of the young fellas' father, you know? And I asked him, what are you looking for? Oh, he said, I'm looking for my daughter's... for my daughter's cat. That was three-quarters of a mile away from his home. It was stock dark.
Yes.
And the next morning when I came out, this one cow, she wouldn't join when I was putting out the hay bales, at the time square hay bales, you know. She didn't come over for feeding. Generally, she was the most aggressive cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked over, slapped down the hind end, I said, go, girl, get your hay. She walked a couple steps. She fell right on her knees, and then what came out of her, I say the words, she was farting, and what came out of her rear end was clear mucus and water.
Oh.
And she had difficulties getting back on her feet, you know. And I phoned immediately the very same veterinarian, and he came, and he said, oh, it could be winter dysentery. But I was up to date about all the different diseases and so, where to keep an eye on. And in winter dysentery, then they have internal bleeding. And so what comes out of the rear end is digested blood. That means the stool is completely black. But this was clear mucus and water.
Oh, this poor cow. I'm going to be thinking about her all day.
As I say, what those animals, what they, the suffering they have been put through, and this bunch, they have done to the same to a lot of people here and brought them to an early grave or a lifelong health problem.
And you're talking about the actual people,
those criminals that have been using this technology. A lot of them, they're young smart asses. They do whatever they can get away with. And there's already one young daisy waiting in the background, you know, ready to lay her eggs. But right. They don't want to make the nest. They rather knock somebody else off and put themselves in.
Sure. Well, this happens on a frequent basis, actually, where somebody discovers something and a product that is very good and beneficial for people. You'll have others want to exploit that and get rid of the inventor. And I'm thinking of David Hickson in this.
John Cononi, he just phoned me up about an hour ago, and he said to mention David Hickson. And,
yeah, David Hickson. Yeah, that is true. He discovered something to add to water, and was just doing really well. People were using his product, and there were people who wanted it, and so they staged a complaint against him, accused him of, made all kinds of accusations. And he ended up going to prison, where he still resides. And I think he
got isolation.
In isolation for something like 45 years or some ridiculous.
You know, those kind of judges, what I suggested already over a year ago, we should start compiling blacklists about those that are abusing their power, those in authority.
I think it'd be a shorter list to do the ones that aren't abusing their authority.
And as I say, basically let them know, in history, things don't go always one way. Sooner or later, the pendulum swings around, and they don't want to be on the wrong side then.
Exactly. What about, okay, so this is the history.
Diane, there's a lot more to it. You know,
okay.
And 2 hours wouldn't do justice. But this farmer's ordeal, it is basically a summary, but it's just on the tip of the iceberg. And
okay.
With all what I'm investigating and documenting, I come to the conclusion, Agenda 21, here, especially in the northeast of North America, in the New England states, and in eastern Canada, Agenda 21, that was already the test case for at least the last 70 years.
Oh, indeed. And last week, somebody wrote an article regarding your situation up there and saying that you live in a protected area. In other words, an area that the government wants for their Agenda 21. All righty. We do need to take a quick break. Well, actually, it's a little bit longer than a quick break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.